This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Pick up your free audiobook today at audiblepodcast.com/lost. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Sundance.
And welcome to the
final Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack.
Till Monday.
I had nothing.
Yeah, as usual.
Yeah.
Wow. So we had our season finale tonight. Okay. All three parts shown together of No Place Like Home.
Best ever?
What?
Do you think it's the best final ever?
I'm still
voting for last season.
Yeah, it didn't have the same I don't know what I'm going to do with my life now as the end of last season's finale.
No, it still has a lot of question marks though. It answered some questions and then it's like, okay, all right. Okay. What's going on here?
As a close of this season, it was an awesome episode. Just great storytelling all around.
Acting,
the emotion behind it was just
outstanding.
Amazing episode. But it's hard to beat the snake in the mailbox they had last year.
Yeah, they had Walt, who's older than me now.
But at least he still had a good head of hair.
Well, no, that is true. But you think after this film and they went, he said, "Hey, drinks are on me." Is he that old now?
No, I don't think he's that old. It's just 3-4 years after the crash that hit puberty. You just start sprouting up.
I'm waiting for that day.
Yeah, because you just never had that happen, no. Jack.
I was born bald, so I'm just waiting for the hair to the day I have hair.
But yeah, a great episode all around. Totally floored on who was in the coffin though. I had no.
Well, you kept
guesses.
Going. I kept shaking my head. I go, it's too obvious. Too obvious.
But I was just, who too else obvious. Could be in there? And but
Locke isn't that short.
Yeah, I know. Locke's a tall guy.
Locke's a tall guy. So is it like one of those like magician tricks where they saw it in half? I mean, come on. What's the deal?
Well, did you notice the coffin in this episode did actually seem more normal size than last season's?
And remind me when I die, where I go to a thing that has maybe a deadbolt lock. But I get off topic.
A great season finale episode. We're going to get into the recap and discuss the episode in a moment. We also have a lot of great listener feedback to get into and a new Crackpot Theory of the Week.
I have
my own Crackpot Theory of the Week that he stole.
No, I added to it. I made your crackpot theory better, which then gave me another crackpot theory.
Uh-huh.
It's just crazy. And then we'll give the season 4 contest 1 results. You may not like them because we went back and forth. The reason we're a little late, we went back and forth on one of the questions, and we finally decided no. I'll let you know when we get to it, though. It was tough.
Yes, it was a tough call.
It was crazy in here.
It was very crazy. So, Jack, what do you say we get into some last recap?
Let's do it.
But before we get anything today, if you'd like to buy a Jay and Jack t-shirt, you can click the link right now in the AAC feed, or you can check out jayandjack.com and click the link on the sidebar.
Maybe you guys can wear your Jay and Jack t-shirt at the Global Octagon.
Yeah, very good.
Recruiting.
Let's see how that goes. It looks pretty cool. Yeah. Oh, and official start of the Jay and Jack show, June 9th, Monday, June 9th.
June 9th.
Yes.
I'm excited.
So, Jack, now you're ready for... Last recap.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Why are you breathing hard over there?
I'm out of breath. That episode just left me out of breath.
It was a great episode.
All right, Jack. Last recap. Here we go.
Okay.
Last recap. Last recap. Last
All right, it's last recap time. We're getting to parts 2 and 3 of There's No Place Like Home.
Right.
And this episode starts off where we left Bearded Jack at last season's
Bearded,
finale.
Drunken, drugged out Jack.
Yes. And we go to where he's saying, we have to go back, yelling at Kate's car. And what'd she do? She stops.
She did the first
what
drive back in Lost history. Instead of a flashback, she drove back. she drove right back.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Okay. All right, so she drives back, and
see, you just said it too. Now it's going to be a catchphrase because people are going to say, hey, drive back.
So then she comes out and she's saying, you know, you're coming here bringing a piece of paper saying Jeremy Bentham committed suicide.
What do I care?
And she said
you're an alcoholic.
Yeah. And she said that Jeremy came back to him and she says, do you believe him? And I guess Jack does. And she kind of tells him, I have to explain to Aaron why you don't read to him by his bed anymore.
Yeah.
And
look at him.
Well, yeah. And then she goes, how dare you ask me to go back? And she slaps him.
And I agreed with Kate.
Why?
Because I always agree with Kate.
But after what happened to them, what they had to go through, how dare you ask me?
Yeah.
And then we go out of the flash forward to Sawyer and Jack going to the Orchid Station. They find Hurley taking a pee.
They scared the pee out of him.
And they are happy to see each other. And there was a nice little moment there between Hurley and Jack.
Well, it was a little awkward, though.
Yeah, it was a little bit.
It was like, okay.
Because remember, Hurley kind of took the stand against Jack.
Yeah, Jack's like, okay, it's cool.
You can't be mad at Hurley. You just can't. Locke is in the greenhouse kind of looking around at the flowers. And Jack and Locke meet.
Locke looked lost, didn't he?
Yes, a little bit. Then we go to
some leader.
Desmond and Michael and Jin. And we find out that Desmond, when he was being trained, he was 6 months of bomb training.
Which is enough to kill yourself.
Yes.
Get yourself killed, I think, is the line he used.
But he shows like all the parts of the bomb and that no matter what they do, it's going to blow up.
So that is pretty clever, though.
What?
I mean, the way they rigged the bomb up, that was pretty clever of them.
Yeah, it wasn't your standard like TV movie bomb, just like a red wire or a blue wire, just snip.
We got a 50-50 chance. And, yeah, you know, hey.
So kudos to the writers for not taking the easy way out,
right?
Covering their bases.
Well, I said at one point, I go, why don't they just get something lifted up and throw it overboard?
Yeah, but they said, oh, it also has a motion trigger, so if you move this thing,
man, can't get a break.
So then we go back to Jack, Hurley, and Sawyer. Jack wants to go back to the chopper. But Hurley tells him he shouldn't because Ben is going with Kimi back to the copper.
Yeah, he surrendered.
Copper, the chopper.
The copper. Okay.
We then go to Ben and the mercenaries with Kimi. And Kimi wants to know why he is so special. Why Widmore would pay him all this money to bring him back alive? And then Ben asks, you know, did they tell you to kill my daughter? And Kimi just kind of avoids that.
He started to ask and then he goes, of course they don't.
Yeah. So they get to the chopper. Kimi wants to know how in the world Lupitas is got the little toolbox.
Yeah, who brought it to you?
Out.
Who brought it to you?
Yeah. And all of a sudden, Kate comes running out of the jungle and saying that the others are chasing her.
Yeah, his people.
Yeah.
Pointing to Ben.
And then so Kimi sends in some of his
merch. Now, did you know that was a trick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, come on.
But this led to a pretty awesome scene.
Right.
Kimi sends out his little mercenaries out there, and they just start getting taken down.
Did you hear the whispers first?
Yes,
I think the whispers maybe is how they communicate with each other as they're going around.
I feel like the whispers is more of like a way to shock and awe, like to confuse and disorient.
Well, I think it does confuse, but maybe that's how they communicate with each other.
I don't know. It's weird
because it's so low and it's whispers.
Yeah,
and
they have
to analyze
the whispers, and there is stuff that's being said in the whispers. But I feel less communication. It's more as a way to distract or disorient.
Well, it does get them disoriented, but I think also it's a way they can communicate and be on sync.
But then the others ambush the mercenaries and starts taking them out with simple tools like rocks, stones, whips,
ropes,
and things that electrocute you and paralyze you.
Exactly.
You know, stuff that you find in nature.
Exactly. I find it every single day.
Then Kimi starts to go after them into the jungle, and then Ben.
The part about the grenade.
Oh, yeah,
that
yeah.
I thought was funny, and Frank goes, grenade! And then, of course, Kimi kicks it over there and blows up his own
blows up poor Omar. But Kate gets Ben to start running off into the jungle.
And this part cracked me up, because normally in a scene like this, when someone falls, it's a woman.
Yeah.
They always have a woman fall, and of course, now it's Ben.
Well, I think they're pretty even on people falling. I think Sawyer's fallen.
That's true.
Hurley's fallen.
Of course, you know,
I think it's been pretty even.
Super Kate's not going to. But most TV shows, it's a girl that falls. She hurts her ankle or something like that.
Uh-huh. But Lost is an equal opportunity faller.
I agree. I have to agree with you 100%. Of course, Ben had his arms tied.
Yes.
And it's hard to run with your arms
tied. It is hard. But then there's a great showdown between Syed and Kimi.
That was great.
That was awesome. That was like a fight between. And Syed's a big guy, but Kimi's
twice
his size.
He's 6'6".
Yeah.
And he's big. He's scary.
But it's a great fight scene between Kimi and Saeed.
I like how Saeed became a log beating guy. He picked up a log to start beating him with it.
Yeah, that was just a great choreographed scene. He takes a knife and stabs him. And then Jess is about ready to choke Saeed with his log. Richard comes and shoots him from behind.
Hey, you can't kill him because the boat will blow up.
Yeah.
The freighter.
Mm-hmm. But Richard comes from behind and shoots him and supposedly dies.
Yeah, but it's lost.
Yes. We got a commercial break. We come back.
Well, didn't he have a bulletproof vest on?
Huh?
He had a vest on, didn't he?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is weird. I don't know why they didn't check even more. I was like, well, he has all that armor on.
Come on. It's lost. They never check to see if the guy's dead.
Yeah. So Richard and crew rescue Ben, and in exchange, they're going to give Saeed and Kate the helicopter.
Yeah, you can go back to the boat. Hmm.
Sure. You're going to get blown up.
Yep.
We got a commercial break. We come back. It's Hurley in Santa Rosa. And we have Walt's grandmother come up to Hurley and asking if he's safe.
Yeah, and I thought he was going to say, yeah, I could stab your eye out with this fruit roll-up.
But
what was he going to do? There's security around.
Well, she's just being a grandmother, making sure her grandson is safe.
But come on, she has to. Hurley's not a violent guy.
She doesn't know that. She doesn't know Hurley.
Why wouldn't Walt say, I'm not a violent guy? He's not violent. He was never violent on the island. Plus, he owes me $83,000.
That's what I thought he really would have said the first time. It's like, so where's my money?
Yeah.
But
you know, they should have had like a little backgammon game.
Yeah, there's a much taller Walt there.
Much taller.
And he basically asks him, you know, Jeremy Bentham came to me. Why are you guys lying?
Right.
And Hurley then tells him that they lied so everyone still on the island would be safe. We come out of the flash forward to Sawyer and Hurley. And Hurley is glad that Sawyer came back for him. And Sawyer said, no problem.
Yeah.
And Sawyer wants to know what they're talking about over there, Jack and Locke.
We gave him a cracker.
Yeah.
And they're fresh.
After 15 years or 16 years.
That was 15 years.
Yeah, and Sir asks what they're talking about over there, Jack and Locke, and her says, I don't know, leader stuff.
You have the two worst leaders in the world talking over stuff.
You gotta stop hating on Locke.
I threw Jack in there too.
I know, but still. We go to Locke and Jack, and Locke is trying to convince Jack to stay, but Jack will have none of it. He's pretty stubborn.
He says it's his density. He goes, you gotta stay. But you're supposed to be here for a reason.
Yes, Jack references the season one finale about the hatch. And
right.
How, you know, we crashed here for a reason.
Right.
And Locke tells him that he has to stay.
It's where miracles happen.
Yes. And but then once he realizes Jack's not even going to budge, Locke tells him that he has to lie to protect the island.
Right.
And Jack's like, why do you have to protect the island? Because the island is special. Miracles happen here.
Right.
And Jack says, I don't believe in miracles.
No. Obviously, he's never seen the 1980 Olympic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
with Kurt Russell.
No, that wasn't Kurt. That's not in the real world.
Kurt Russell. The movie.
Yes.
Miracles.
Miracle.
Okay.
But then Ben shows up, and Ben and Locke start to go down the elevator, and Ben asks Locke, did you tell him? He's like, yeah, he wouldn't listen.
That was a pretty, you know, scary elevator.
It was taking a while. We haven't gone to that's later on. They're not going down yet.
Okay. He didn't know where the flower. He goes. He couldn't find the elevator.
Yeah, and he just kind of walks up, and
which a lot of people were asking last week. I wouldn't know what those flowers
were.
Yeah.
Then Locke tells Jack one last time, "You're gonna have to lie. If you can lie as good as you lie to yourself."
Oh, that was Locke hitting easy. Below the belt, and Jack was. He looked like Jack wanted to punch him, didn't he?
Well, I don't think it's like. But when they got in the elevator and started going down, it was like Jack was left out and he couldn't play. He was like, I want to play.
I don't think Jack wanted to play.
No, I don't know. He felt kind of left out, I feel.
I don't know.
We then go to commercial break. We come back to the freighter. And Michael brings out a canister of liquid nitrogen.
Right.
And he has a conversation with Sun. And Sun tells Michael that she is preggers.
And didn't you see the look on Michael's face? And Michael went, hey, I've been off the show for a while, so I don't think it's mine. Didn't he say that?
No.
But he was thinking
but
you know
the writers are keep on implying that something happened there. I'm sick of it.
I mean, let it go.
Yes.
You know, I usually back the writers up 100%. Uh-huh. But when they threw that line out there, I go, all right, I've had it. 2 more years and I'm done with this show. I am done.
2 more years and that's it?
I'm done. I'll give up on it.
Okay.
I'm going to give myself 2 years.
Two years?
Yeah, and okay. I'm done.
And then after that, you're done?
Because that line right there irritated me. Sometimes you got to draw a line in the sand.
Okay.
And I've done it.
All right. Okay.
2010.
We go to Jin, Michael, and Desmond working on the bombs. Multiple bombs. C4.
C4.
And
500 pounds.
Michael's going to use liquid nitrogen to freeze a battery to disable the trigger from igniting the bomb when the light goes to red. We then go to the Frady's. Faraday gets back and tells Juliet to start getting the next set ready.
Hey, can I have ask a question?
Okay.
He's on a tropical island. It's humid. It's hot. Uh-huh. Why is he still wearing that tie?
Because it's part of his ensemble.
Loosen up, guy.
He has it loose a little bit.
Take the tie
off. He's a scientist. He has to keep his professional manner at all times. All
right.
It's part of the scientist code.
Maybe you think he looks cool in that tie.
Well, he's trying to impress Charlotte, so.
Well, it obviously worked.
But he goes.
I don't think anything would impress her. She's just not a nice person.
Miles is eating the peanuts, and Rose.
Rose is the peanut cop. She just came over and said, "Dude, are you eating my peanuts? Come on." I wonder if she counted the peanuts after they were done.
Well, if he ate them all, who knows?
Has Rose gotten a little? Is she a little more bitter this year?
No,
she just seemed a little bitter.
Well, you know, Miles was eating the food. He wasn't allowed to eat the food. Rose was in charge of organizing the food from the hatch.
It was from the drop. It was Dharma peanuts, right? And who acted like they were her peanuts? Dharma Rose. So I just keep throwing that out there. I hate to keep bringing that up.
Yeah, I'm sure you do hate keeping to bring that up. Juliet thanks Faraday for coming back. And she's like, yeah, sure. I'll come and save you next.
Yeah.
Then Faraday goes to Charlotte and Miles saying they need to go in the next group.
Hey, where was Bernie?
I don't know. He wasn't around.
How convenient. Everyone's getting off the island, but Bernie's nowhere to be found.
Oh, okay. Man. But then Charlotte's like, yeah, we're going. And the Miles says, no, I'm staying here.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'll stay. I don't have any friends anyway.
But Miles asks Charlotte why she wants to leave.
Yeah.
And when she just got back.
And this is going to bring so many questions in the off season.
That's part of the fun.
Oh, right when I said, oh, just tell, if she's Annie, just go ahead and tell her she's Annie.
She's not Annie.
Is she the daughter of
Charlotte
Ben and Annie?
Charlotte is not Annie.
I agree.
I don't think she's in any relation to Ben either, because why would Ben shoot her?
You think she's related to Widmore?
Mm-hmm.
And she's been on the island before. So I'm going to say right now.
That's more plausible.
I'm going to say right now that
she's not Annie and she's not related to Ben.
She's got the British accent. She is related to Widmore and she's been on that island before.
Okay.
There you go. She's Widmore's sister, our daughter.
We then go to Locke and Ben, who are going down deep into the Orchid Station. And he asks Ben, how deep is this station? Ben goes, deep. They get to the
Orchid. He wasn't very talkative, Ben.
No. And then they get to the Orchid Station, and Locke starts asking questions. And Ben's like, here, John, here's a nice video for you to watch.
It was almost like you're an adult.
Yeah.
Here's Barney.
Go ahead and watch that.
Yeah, when you're a little kid, here's a Barney tape. That's what it reminded
it
me
did,
of.
It did, yes.
I love you.
And it was a new Orchid videotape, unlike the one that was shown last year at Comic-Con.
Right. And how come the new tapes don't... Well, it's filmed before.
It was filmed.
Okay, all right.
They're telling him that the chamber can bend time and space. Don't put any metals in it. And as he's saying, don't put any metals in it,
that was
putting like every piece of metal.
That was
find
hilarious.
Inside.
And Locke kind of looked like it's when you can do something like that, make you laugh without, I've said 1,000 times without saying anything. It's perfect.
Hallowax tells him, make sure it's only organic materials in it. Ben puts metal stuff into the chamber. Did you have any idea why he was doing it at the time? Well, that's what I thought. I was like, wait, so he puts metal in and that moves the island?
No, I didn't think that.
That's what I was thinking.
I thought he was trying to keep the island from moving. I thought that was what made the island move. And if you blew that up, he couldn't move the island.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think Ben wanted to leave the island. That was my theory. But
okay.
I guess I was wrong.
But Ben then said, Locke says, you know, what was that video about? He's like, oh, you mean about time traveling bunnies? Yeah.
100 milliseconds?
But then all of a sudden, the elevator starts to come down.
Now, when did the elevator go back up?
I don't know. Was it them watching it in the first place, the elevator going back up?
I don't remember the elevator going back up.
I mean, like when they were watching it. Oh. Were they watching the elevator go back up?
I don't know. Then Kimi got down a lot faster than they did. Well, he weighs more.
Well, yeah, and they cut the commercial break, and it didn't show like how much time lapsed.
Yeah, it was probably going during the commercial.
Yeah. That's what those commercials are for.
Okay.
So plot points and storylines that are going to take a little while to get to the good stuff, that happened.
Is that what's been going on
exactly.
for 4 years?
Yes. Yeah, so that's commercials are okay. You don't want to see the boring stuff like people taking restroom breaks and crap like that.
Well, we saw Hurley today taking a restroom
break. Well, you know, they can only put so many commercials in there.
Was that the first time we've seen someone actually use
the
restroom?
No, I think Walt was using the restroom
when
he found Rousseau.
He did. That's right.
In the season finale.
So that's the only twice on the island has anyone ever had
more than that. Remember Sawyer went to go take a restroom break.
They had the Dharma toilet paper.
Well, yeah, but remember Sawyer was taking a restroom break when Locke came up to him in the brig.
Right.
In season 3.
You are correct, sir.
So there's been multiple bathroom breaks, and I feel really sad that I know these multiple bathroom breaks.
And we've wasted a whole minute talking about restroom breaks.
But it's Lost related.
If you're locked in a cage, though, you never have to use the restroom.
But then Ben asks for his weapon back.
Right.
We then go to commercial break. We come back to the Oceanic 6 plus Sawyer minus Sun. And Sawyer uses hacksaw to unchain Lapidus.
Now,
what?
Okay. No one else thought to use a hacksaw?
Hey, Sawyer's a con man. He knows these things.
Wouldn't it have been easier to cut the chair that it was hooked to?
No. The chair's like thick metal.
It's
the
not thick
handcuffs
metal.
Are these like thin little metal.
He cut through it like it was nothing. Well, you know,
he has experience.
You know what killed me?
He was in prison.
You know, Kate's trying
what
to get through.
What do they teach you in prison, you Art? Know,
what took Kate so long to get out of those handcuffs? She couldn't figure out how to get the handcuffs open?
When?
Kate. Because first Kate was trying to get open up when we first came up to it.
Yeah.
So she's had some experience with handcuffs. She couldn't get out of them?
That's a good point. But so they get on the copter and they take off. We go back to the Orchid station and it is Kimi who comes down.
Yeah.
Bleeding and kind of a bit... beat up.
He was a little upset.
Yeah, and Kimi says, I know you're out there waiting just to knock me out, Ben, but I have this trigger right here. And if you can, my heart stops beating, that whole entire boat of innocent people will blow up.
Right.
Then Locke shows up and talks to him, trying to convince him.
Now, this is this is like season one Locke. No, seriously, when Locke comes out, he's like...
Especially when he was given the opportunity to blow up something.
Exactly. He didn't want to blow up something, and he also was being more... Not thinking of the island so much. He was thinking of the people that he's...
Uh-huh.
He was, you know, he knew Jack was going back.
Yeah.
He was season one Locke, where he's the provider and he's the savior.
Wow. It's the first nice thing he said about Locke in a long time.
It threw me off. I said, I figured Locke was going to run out and just shoot him. Boom. There goes the freighter.
But then Ben comes out, starts beating him with a stick and stabs him in the neck a couple times.
Yeah.
And Locke pulls him out and says, Locke, you just killed about a whole boat of innocent people.
So?
And Ben goes, so?
I know. What's up with that?
Ben does really have a childish streak in him.
He does.
Like we saw with Juliet earlier this season, her flashback. We then go to Faraday, who is going to try and convince Charlotte, but she says she's going to stay. Faraday's obviously upset. And then she goes, would you believe me? I said I don't know where I was born.
But she wants to find where I was born.
Yeah.
Isn't that what she said?
Well, I thought she said, would you believe me if I didn't know where I was born? Or I was trying to find where I was born.
I think
born.
She said, I was trying to find where I was born.
So then Faraday, and she kisses him on the cheek and says goodbye to Faraday.
Yeah.
We then go back to Faraday, who's going to Juliet.
Did you think she was going to kiss him on the lips?
I thought so.
I didn't think
so. I was
so.
A little bit disappointed.
Yeah, because they are brother and sister. And that'd be
stop! But that's stupid. That's stupid.
What if... there has to be a reason why she wouldn't kiss him on the lips to say goodbye.
Because they're still in a very early stage right now.
She's never going to see him again.
Well, you know, she's not a fast girl. Kate's a hoe.
That's nice.
But then Faraday goes back to the little raft to get the next group. Now, this group,
the Zodiac.
The boat, it was all full of log-carrying guys.
Yeah, they're just toast. Log-carrying guys get no respect.
Seriously.
It really is bad. And when we get further into the episode, I'll point out some little things.
But Faraday says, I guess you're staying, Julia. She goes, yeah. And I won't leave until everyone's off of here. And
well, that's what she promised.
Yeah. And Faraday kind of gives her this little look like...
And Juliet being a woman of her word.
Come on.
She was this time. She was... I think she knew something, though.
Anyway, we go to Michael, Jen, and Desmond. They're still working on the bomb. We then go to the helicopter, and there's a fuel leak,
right.
And they need to drop weight, so they start throwing off all the stuff that's on...
No one had any
the
gum?
...the helicopter.
Big wad of gum. Hatch up the side.
It only works in like stupid TV shows.
Okay.
Like Gilligan's Island or something.
They needed MacGyver. What they needed.
But he says they're still losing gas and they still need to lose more weight. And
well, they threw everything off.
Yeah. And Hurley starts to kind of feel bad.
Well, they needed to lose 200 more pounds.
Well, yeah. And then so then Sawyer, I think, kind of sees Hurley's anguish, and Sawyer being this kind of a new character this year, very selfless.
Well, it's a chance to kiss Kate.
But so then he goes to Kate, says something in her ear, which is assumably the thing that she did for him earlier. And, yeah. Well, we don't know if it was Clementine. We just, that's what our theories are.
I'm going to say it's 100% positive.
Okay.
What he said. I'm sure someone will have a screen cap or something. Someone will decipher what he sees.
He kisses her and he jumps off the helicopter into the ocean.
Right. With his shirt on, his jeans on. So I figure it's another chance for Sawyer to swim with his jeans on in any chance he can. That's the first time this season he's swam with his jeans on, isn't it?
I'm not sure. I don't really pay attention to that stuff. It kind of scares me that you do.
I just noticed it.
We then go
and then Jack had that awkward look like, you know, I'm still here.
He's like, guess you're in front of me? Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thanks.
But then we go to Saeed's flash forward. There's a dude in a car, and someone asks him what time it is. He goes, it's about 8:15.
We didn't give it fast enough, so Saeed shot him.
It's Saeed who is at Santa Rosa Hospital.
Slick looking.
Yeah. Well, straight hair Saeed.
Yeah.
Ladies man.
Right. Lady killer.
But so then he goes into Hurley's room and tells him that Bentham is dead and that he needs to get Curly out of here. He says, I said it was suicide, but it was no suicide.
Right.
And so he gets Hurley out of there, and then Hurley's playing chess with somebody.
Yeah.
And he says, checkmate, Mr. Echo.
Yeah, so he's beating dead guys at chess.
Yeah. You know, this is actually the only quote I didn't like in this episode.
Really?
I didn't like that scene.
Well, he said he's been sitting in this thing talking
To dead people, but I don't know. I just didn't like...
Don't you think it's the island messing with him, that the island bring the dead people back? We've seen Charlie.
I think I would rather have it like Charlie. I didn't really like that playing Mr. Echo.
No, because I think that was too obvious.
What?
I think it'd been too obvious because...
If they're going to say someone, I would have rather like the actor actually be there, I think is what I was
saying.
Well,
there's no way they were going to get him back.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'd rather have like actually Charlie being there playing chess or something besides just saying, checkmate, Mr. Echo. You know, it's just I felt that that was the only part I was like, okay.
Maybe Nicky or Paolo.
No.
Could have been there.
But so then we go back to Ben, Locke, and Kimi. Locke is trying to keep... Kimi alive, and Kimi tells Ben that Widmer will find him wherever he is.
Again, this is where I'm respecting Locke, because Locke wasn't thinking of the island at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He was thinking of the people, his losty friends, and I'm thinking, okay, Locke is coming back. Locke is becoming, he's come full circle.
Yeah, Ben tells Kimi this, like, not if I find him first.
Yeah.
And Kimi dies.
Right.
We then go to Jin, Michael, and Desmond. The light turns red.
Right.
They can't stop it.
Mm-mm.
Then the helicopter comes to the ship.
First one out of there is Desmond.
Yeah, well, Desmond's going, don't land, don't land.
There's a bomb, and they're like in the helicopter, and it's really loud, and Jack goes, did he say bomb? I said, come on. Number one, he's got...
Maybe he has really good hearing. Well, I don't have good hearing.
He's got
I can't...
that Scottish accent. Bravo, bravo, bomb. Helicopter, I'm sorry.
Maybe that's Jack's superpower, super hearing. You can hear through helicopter noise.
Okay.
No
one else could hear it.
They land. They have to fix the hole real quick. And the copter takes off. But then going back to the bomb, Michael's saying, dude, you're a father now.
The best part about this whole thing.
What?
Is you have log-carrying people on there. Well, you know there's lots of them. Not one time did they even stop and say, hey, there's a bomb on here. You guys need to get off this boat. Not one time, did they?
The
guy's hosing down the deck. People are, you know, standing on the side going, well, we don't speak. And not one time did someone go, hey, there's a bomb on. You need to get off this freighter.
Yes.
Not one time did anyone go up to one log-carrying person and say, you need to get off this freighter.
I agree.
Not once.
I know. It's just, you know.
Log-carrying people are people, too.
They get no respect.
They're people, too. And I think there needs to be something.
You need to start a campaign this summer. Log-carrying guys are people, too.
There you go. I think there's a new shirt for you.
Hey. But then Jin starts to run out, and he keeps trying to find his way out. He's kind of lost, it seems like.
What did I say when he was? I go, just leave, Jin. Please get out of there. Just let Michael die. Just get out. Just run. Was I saying that?
I know. I think we're all saying it.
I was shouting because I like Jin. I don't want him to die.
Yeah. Then he runs out. The chopter. Why can't I say helicopter?
Helicopter.
Today? But the helicopter is taking off, and Sun wants to go get Jin.
And Jack goes, no, it's too late.
Yep.
Jack needs to get everybody off the boat. You know, he's everyone off the island, but he can't go back and get, you know, Jin.
Well, because it's going to blow up pretty soon.
Okay.
But Michael is in the thing. He used the last of his little nitrogen, liquid nitrogen. And Christian shows up telling him, you can go now. And the ship blows up. Now, what do you think that means?
I think it means that he's able to die. Now, this is where we were arguing before.
Yeah.
We don't know for sure. So
I can't
in the contest,
he's dead.
We can't say he's officially dead. I swear it means when he said you can go now, means that you can die.
Uh-huh.
That the island is allowing you to die now. So that would make, but in somewhere in the contest, we can't really confirm it. So.
And you notice when they're looking down the ship, though, there was no bodies. And there was plenty of log carrying guys.
Right.
That thing. I don't know if they could have all been incinerated. That's a lot of bodies to incinerate.
Because it didn't blow up in one big... It kind of blew up.
It just kind of blew up
and
on
kinda,
the...
And kind of tilted.
Yeah,
and sank.
And sank.
So, and it was the middle part of the boat.
Yeah.
So, but obviously, he was down there with the explosion. But as you've seen on Lost 1,000 times, Mikhail, I mean, over and over again.
Plus, if that's Michael's end, that was kind of like he was back for like a day almost,
but
and
he,
then he was
but
killed.
But he did come back to do what he to do. He did save.
Did he save? Anybody?
We don't. The people. Well, not the log carrying people.
No.
He saved the people he spoke to.
He didn't save Jin.
Well, I. Okay.
But that's another thing. I think Jin's still alive.
I think Jin's still alive. I think he's still alive.
We go to commercial break. We come back. They're all in the chopper. Why? Why am I saying chopper? Helicopter.
Just say chopper because it doesn't matter at this point. It's late.
Helicopter.
And nobody cares and they think you're an idiot.
It's
1 o'clock
and I'm dying. All right. And Sun is freaking out. She wants to go back and Jack tells her he's gone.
He looked down and went, nah, I can hear bomb from a mile away and yeah, he's gone. I got super hearing and
super sight.
I can do it all. I'm super Jack.
And Jack says to take the copter back to the island. We're going to go back to Sun's flash forward. She is in London.
She
talks on the phone with little Ji-young.
She was looking a little different. She had like a little business suit on, didn't she?
Yeah.
Little dress suit.
Well, when you're landing, you got to wear like those little jackets.
I guess so.
Those raincoats. She meets Charles Widmore and says that they have a common interest and they should work together.
Right.
Which is kind of, Son.
Well, she goes, don't pretend you don't know who I am.
Yeah.
And he goes, all right.
So it's going to be weird if... Later on, all these people have to get back if Sun's kind of working for the bad guy. Or is Sun actually trying to set up like they are working with Widmore to actually screw over Widmore?
That could be it.
Yeah.
That could be the con.
We then go to Juliet on the beach with a bottle of rum.
Yep.
And Sawyer swims on shore.
He swam through his shirt.
Yeah.
He swam right out of his shirt. How convenient. I'm sure the ladies weren't complaining when Sawyer swam out of his shirt. That's why I pointed out when he jumped in, he was with his shoes, his shirt, his jeans.
But Sawyer's kind of very lackadaisical about it all. He's like, if I had to go for a little dip.
Right.
And so what are you drinking rum for? You're celebrating? And then she points out the burning ship.
Right.
And now, Sawyer's obviously distraught.
But you see the burning ship, wouldn't you see the helicopter?
Yeah.
That kind of confused me.
I guess if it's far enough
in the
distance.
I guess a helicopter's small.
Yeah. That it would be hard to see. Like, I don't know. But I guess if it was far away enough in the distance,
only
you wouldn't
Jack
see
could see it or hear it.
We then go to Ben and
Locke. Now, hold on a second.
Okay.
Now you have Juliet and Sawyer on the island. Basically, they're what's left of the Losties, and everybody else was off, right? Well, we don't know about Bernie and Rose. They stayed.
Bernie and Rose are still on the island.
Now, could they be Adam and Eve?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I think something's going to happen there, though.
What?
I think something's going to happen between Sawyer and Juliet.
Okay.
I'm just pointing it. Next season, we'll see something.
Okay.
Well, we won't see something, but they'll insinuate there'll be something there.
You're kind of...
Anyway. Well, this is a late night podcast, so...
All right. So we go to Ben and Locke. Ben's getting on his Halifax jacket. He says, I'm going someplace cold.
Yeah. And I'm like going, okay, what is going on?
Yeah. And Locke says, is this the one for me? He's like, no, you're staying here. You need to lead the others.
Right. You're the head cheese.
Yeah. And Ben says, I'm sorry, you know, I've tortured you for so long and messed you up all the time.
Well, he says, he goes, I'm going to move the island. When you move the island, you can't come back.
Yeah. And that's my destiny.
Right.
Locke's
like, all right.
Locke then, and he goes,
do I get a crown?
Richard and the others. And Richard says, welcome home.
Well, you missed the part where he actually sets off that little chamber and blows it up. Something like, he goes, you better duck.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I think it's an important part.
It is.
Story.
Well, yeah, he blows up the chamber.
Yeah,
and there's a big hole in it now.
Yeah,
you can go in.
You can cut to the part where Locke's standing at the top, and the way he was standing too, he was standing like, "I am king of the world."
We then go back to Ben, who goes into the broken chamber, and goes down. He cracks through the ice. And he goes up to the big frozen donkey.
Now, what's going on with this island? Wheel. It's, you know, what it was like, what, it wasn't that far from where he went through that there was a chamber or something going on there. So, I mean, it's just weird. What's this island is weird.
Well, I don't know. It is very, yeah, I agree.
You know, it reminded me of Logan's Run where they go through the thing and they go through the ice thing and then the whole new world's out there.
That is true. It is kind of like
it's just like Logan's Run, because they were going through a sanctuary. Yeah. They're going trying to find sanctuary. Yeah. And they go through a little thing. They have to go through the frozen thing.
Where there's no stupid like tinfoil robot there.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to kill them.
And then have to take off their clothes to get warm. And then they went to go sanctuary.
Quick, let's take off our clothes to get warm. Oh, gotta love Logan's Run.
Great movie.
So Ben goes down and he falls down the ladder and cuts his arm.
That's how we find out he hurts his arm.
Yes, and he then comes up with this big crank wheel, and he goes, looks up and he says to Jacob, "I hope you're happy."
Right.
And so then he turns over the crank wheel.
We had trouble first. I said, yeah. You know, instead of bringing the little crowbar, I should have brought some WD-40. Wouldn't that have worked a little better?
Yeah. So then he turns the wheel over. And all of a sudden, a big ultraviolet light shows up.
The purple sky.
A la season 2 finale, right. when the button wasn't pushed when Locke destroyed the computer. Mm-hmm. And so do you think the island moved that time?
I think it did move. It probably moved. That's how Penny was able to find it. It moved back to where they... Because remember, the coordinates was 325, right? All of a sudden, now it's 305.
Well, not so much that, but remember, she didn't follow the original one. She followed Desmond's call from the phone.
That's true, but they were able to remember at the end of that episode. They go, "We found it."
Yeah,
they call her and found it. So, do you think maybe that since it was Michael went 325, you think 305 was a new bearing on the island? Because they kept saying 305 all this season.
Yeah,
I don't know. I have to watch it again, but I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, so I wonder if so. Okay, do you think that ultraviolet light from season?
I think the island moved.
Okay.
Right, that's what I think.
So then, all of a sudden, just the island gets sucked up into the water. It looks like it's like
that's what it looked like. Bloop, and then all of a sudden, Lupita's like going, "All right, what's up with that?"
At first,
get your magic eyes out here and find out where that island went.
Yeah, so it's pretty insane, and the helicopter has nowhere to go. It runs out of gas and it crashes into the water,
which I thought was pretty cool the way it was.
I just love the look on Jack's face. He's like, "Crap." We then go back to the helicopter crash. To Jack actually kind of floating in the water.
Yeah.
Very much season one when he kind of wakes up.
Yeah.
And then he goes and he saves Desmond, very much like season one.
Mm-hmm.
The music that was playing was actually from the season two, the other 48 days when Anna Lucia comes out of the water.
Yep.
And but everyone is okay. And I was like, man, how did Aaron survive that?
Kate was holding on to her tight.
I know, but even when you impact the water, that's a hard impact.
Okay. She's super Kate. Come on.
She formed like an exoskeleton around Aaron. we then go to Kate's flash forward. She gets a call with like whispers in the call.
Yeah, that was weird.
Like weird stuff. And she goes in the room, and who's in the room with Aaron? Claire.
She goes, "Get away from my son." Turns around. Oh, this is awkward.
Then Claire says, "Never, not to take Aaron back. Do not take Aaron back."
Now, is Claire dead?
I don't know.
If
she's showing up there, all the other dead people have shown up there. So does that mean she's dead?
We can't confirm it, so we can't help our contest because we don't know.
Exactly. Or does Claire die future down the road that we haven't seen yet? Because this is like 4 years after where we are on the island.
And this
is
at this point when I'm thinking, okay, I haven't seen Claire yet, and I know she's gonna pop. I heard that she was gonna pop up in the episode. I'm thinking the coffin. I'm gonna be right.
How'd you know she's gonna pop up?
Because I got spoiled. Someone sent an email today and it said an interview that she did. And she,
you know, I did it on AIM. I said, "Don't spoil me or I will kill you."
It wasn't a huge spoil, but when I read it, I went, "Oh, she pops up." She said she pops up or something like that. And I went, "Oh."
She was making Jiffy Pop popcorn.
There you go.
So then we go back to the raft that they set up. That's a pretty hardcore raft for just being in a helicopter.
Well, I think Syed was smart. He threw it out there at first.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, military.
Yeah.
But that was a pretty hardcore raft. That was a pretty nice raft. And Hurley says he can't believe that Locke did it. And Jack's like, "He didn't do it."
Yeah,
and
Hurley
says, "Dude, I'm sorry, but..."
I think it's something with names, people named Jack. They just don't want to give guys named Locke any credit.
Okay.
You know, I kind of... But, you know, but Locke didn't do it.
Yeah. So then all of a sudden they see a ship. And as the ship comes, Lupitas is all happy, but then Jack says they need to lie.
Well, you know why Lupitas was happy?
Why?
He finally lost his Band-Aid on his head. It took a helicopter crash for the Band-Aid
like,
to come
It was
off.
Like Jin's handcuffs.
Yeah,
finally
exactly.
Was relieved.
Yeah, I was like, finally, the Band-Aid is off. Now we just get that tie off Daniel.
But they get rescued by a boat, and who's there? A Portuguese man.
But
who was in season two.
But I like
a lot like Jack. Remember?
Yeah, but remember when Jack started saying, "Hey, we got to lie," and then he just goes, "Hey, you know, what about the part where we're supposed to be jumping up and down and hugging each other?"
Like you haven't watched Lost. It's very depressing most of the time.
Yeah, and I'm a depressing guy. I'm not Dr.
I'm not
Chuckles.
Dr. Giggles for nothing.
Dr. Giggles. That's what it was. Now you think that I still was waiting for Frank to ask, you know, what happened to the pilot. He knew the pilot, but he never asked.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of
weird. But Desmond and Penny meet again.
So
I thought that was a great
scene. Jay was over there like going, oh, I'm in heaven.
I got a little teary eyed. I was like,
I was thinking, okay, maybe there's a chance for Desmond to slip and fall off the boat and crack his head.
Actually,
open.
I was almost thinking like all of a sudden Ben would just show up and shoot her in the back. It's like would happen.
Not Penny. I was hoping, but I like Desmond. I like Penny and Desmond. Okay,
exactly. So it was really nice for them to meet.
And they're gonna hide from Widmore, right?
Yes.
Yes, they're gonna hide from Widmore. Do you think it'll work?
I don't know. I think that will be a plot point coming up.
I agree. I don't think we've seen the last of old Desmond
and Penny.
And Penny.
We then go to Jax has a talk. Needs to have a talk with Penny. Got the commercial break. We come back. They're staging a fake raft. And getting all their clothes all tattered up and everything.
And they gave him sticks or oars.
And
where'd they find the sticks? Where'd they find the wood?
I don't know. The wood shop?
I guess.
So he has a little talk. Lupita says, you know, are you sure you want to go? And then he's like, yeah. And Desmond says goodbye to Jack. And Jack says, I'll see you in another life, brother.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
Yeah, that was a nice little scene. And then they wash ashore.
And, hallelujah.
Oh man! But did you notice I didn't see any cameras there? I was looking for the camera.
Yeah,
I
was looking for the cameras too. But I think it was. I think that was later on.
It's the same clothes and everything they're wearing. Same.
No, I agree. Same clothes. They don't have any extra clothes. I think when Oceanic 6 or whoever's behind the cover up, helping with the cover up, they said, "Hey, we need to get some still footage out here to get to the."
Okay. I was hoping they'd show like it's a kid with like a little disposable camera taking a picture.
Kid had a fishing pole.
I'm just saying. We then go back. Who Jack in his flash forward, assuming it's after he talked to Kate at the end of last season's finale. I mean, he goes back to the funeral home and...
it's locked.
You know, it was convenient. There's a big, gigantic lock-breaking rock there right next to the lock.
Because you have that outside a funeral home.
Yeah.
In case you want to break in.
Oh, okay.
When you have a cheap lock.
Uh-huh.
Like the door is... It's like it's like something you see on your door right here.
Yeah.
It's not like a... You know, where's the deadbolt?
Yeah, exactly.
In this day and age, there's no deadbolt. Deadbolt costs like $10. But you know what? It's Lost. I'm just going with it.
Yeah, you just got to go with the flow.
Gotta go with it. I thought he was going to break the window. I said, oh, wait, there's no deadbolt. Oh, he's just going to break the door.
Yeah.
The doorknob.
But then he opens the coffin.
Why didn't Ben just say, hey? Why didn't he just open the door?
Because that's not as mysterious and ominous.
It's like, hey, he just ruined that. Someone's going to have to pay for that, Jack.
But Ben is there, and... He says, if you want to go back, you all need to go back.
Right.
All of you.
All of you, Jack.
And Jack says, he came to me about a month ago. He said, it was all my fault.
And
things,
were
all wrong after he left. Or after I left.
Now, do you think Saeed was bringing, because he was working with Ben, do you think he was bringing him to meet up with Ben?
Yeah, I think so,
They're all going to meet up next season?
Uh-huh.
Except, Son, they got to bring Son back.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is who's... team is Son playing on.
Now, did they need to bring Desmond back?
I don't know.
Does Desmond count?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what really counts from everyone that left the island has to come back.
Unless,
I don't know.
Unless Desmond is dead.
But then Ben says we need to take him also.
Yeah.
Who do we see as it pulls away? Mr. John Locke is Jeremy Bentham.
Right.
Cut the loss. What do you think?
I thought it was a great episode. Like I said in the beginning, the acting... acting and writing is top notch.
Yes.
Except for the part where they said, kind of hinted that, you know, Michael might be the father. I could have done without that. But other than that, like I said, I wait to watch it again. The 2 hours went by. In fact, I watched the first hour. Also, it was like 3 hours of Lost. It was a great night. And it's sad that we got to wait until February next year.
February of next year, yeah.
So.
But it was a great episode. It really sets up next season very nicely.
So there's going to be a lot of off-island And I would think now, while on island.
Yeah, and while Locke was a big shocker, it didn't have the same effect as last season.
No, because I was completely stunned last season. In fact, we've got so many we had so many theories on who was in the coffin. I think because last year we had no idea what they were going to do.
Yeah,
and last year they kind of left us hanging. Left us hanging at the end. Who's in the coffin? There were so many theories. I mean, every week we got 100 theories on. You know, who was in the coffin? I think 100 people said Locke. You know, just on and on and on and on and on. But
it was nice that it wasn't Ben or Michael.
Yeah.
Because I was still thinking Ben. It was like Bentham. It's Ben. Well,
what? Right when they said that, I said no.
Really?
I said that. Remember, I said that's too obvious. And you kept saying it's Ben. You kept saying Bentham. I go, it's too obvious. I go,
you didn't say that. You're like, oh yeah, I think you're right.
I did not say that.
Yeah.
I said it's too obvious.
I have it on tape.
No. I thought who might be in the coffin might still be alive.
Uh-huh.
I was like going, he's going to open up. The guy's like, I'm still alive, Jack. And just freak him out. And
you know, he opens up. Boo.
Boo, 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 boo. So I was thinking it might be his dad.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to think, because when Ben was talking, I'm like, I'm running, and I go.
Dun, 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 dun. Once Jack starts saying, this is your fault when you left Lawrence, I was like, oh, it's
yeah,
Locke.
Yeah, when he said that, I said, yeah, it's Locke.
So me being the Locke fan. Well, I'll talk about it in my crackpot theory of the week.
Okay. But I want to say something. There was a commercial on.
Yes.
And
why don't you get to the mic, because I can't hear you.
But at first, you were writing down notes. I said, hey, they just said something about San Diego. And it said July 24th through the 27th. It's Global Octagon Recruiting. Well, I got on, and it's a Dharma Initiative thing. So it's a little fun thing. You can go on. You put your email in there. I don't know what's going to happen. I haven't checked my email.
Well, that's also the dates of the
Comic-Con. So it must be something going on at Comic-Con with Dharma Initiative that they're doing. But it's towards the end of, it's like the last 20 minutes of Lost, I think. If you go back, you can watch it. It's an ABC paid ad for ABC. But that's what it is. It's globaloctagonrecruiting.com. And it says July 24th through July 27th. And that is.
Did you put our email in?
I did put it in.
Okay, good. So we can do that.
Yeah.
Because Jack and I will be at Comic-Con this year. All right, so Jack, what do you say we get into what everyone else had to think about this episode?
I say we do it, sir.
All right, here we go. Before we get into listener feedback, we're going to have a quick little plug here for our sponsor for today's episode, Audible.com. Once again, they're doing a campaign for us this month at audiblepodcast.com/lost. If you would like to pick up your free...
It's free.
...audiobook, you can do it now by clicking the link right now in the AAC feed, or typing in audiblepodcast.com/lost to pick up your free audiobook. And they have plenty of books that have been featured on the show Lost. And if you're like Jack and you don't like to read, or actually even more like Jack, you can't read, it's a pretty cool thing. And heck, it's free. So check out audiblepodcast.com/lost for your free audiobook today.
And you can't beat free.
All right. Jack, let's get in some listener feedback.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
It's listener feedback time.
Yes, so we have a lot of calls to get into. We had like something like 80 calls in the first 20 minutes after the show.
It was crazy.
So here are some of them, and I think we're going to do two more episodes after this, just full listener feedback and discussing this episode.
Two more episodes.
Don't worry, it's two more episodes.
Woohoo!
So let's get in the first set of calls here. Jack, what do you say?
Do it.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jane, Jack, it's Super Kate from Texas. I know a long time no call, but I have been listening to your show. And I wanted to say that I have stayed spoiler-free unlike last season, and it really paid off. So I didn't know that Locke was going to be in the coffin. I really thought it was going to be Ben. Well, I can't wait to hear your theories because I'm completely at a loss. Talk to y'all later, and I can't wait to listen to the new Jay and Jack show. Bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Amy from Philly, and I'm just calling to say what a season finale. It was the best one that I have seen for any show in a long, 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 long time. It blew all of my expectations out of the water, and I just wanted to call and say I hope you guys enjoyed the show. The one thing I was totally ecstatic about was when Desmond and Penny reunited. I was really looking forward to that, and that did not disappoint me. Sad things happened. I don't think Jen is dead. I don't think Claire is dead either. I think that she's just projecting somehow. But the biggest thing was the whole lock in the coffin thing. That was just, oh my gosh, awesome. But I hope that Jay, you enjoyed the Desmond and Penny reuniting, and Jack, you enjoyed all of the different fun things that went on in the episode as well. And I hope you guys, good luck with your show, and I will hear from you guys soon. Keep lost. Bye.
This is Matt from Detroit, and just finished watching the season finale. So the biggest question I have out of the whole thing is when the raft lands on the island there, and you see all those locals running up to help them, who has a camera? It doesn't look like anybody's seen that type of technology before in that village. So how do they get a picture of them just coming onto the island from that oceanic press conference? Do they just happen to have a photographer standing by on the coast there just in case a raft washes up on the shore? So that's my biggest question going into next season. They better explain that.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Jessica from Wisconsin, a.k.a. Jaylen from the message boards. I don't have a comment. I don't have a theory. I don't have a question. I just wanted to say that I really feel bad for anybody who gave up on the show after season one and season two, because they are truly, honestly missing the greatest television show that's ever been on TV. Can't wait to hear your thoughts tomorrow. Have a really long 8-month break. Can't wait for the Jay and Jack show. Bye.
8 months of regular sleep patterns.
And not having to write down notes while you're watching TV.
Sounds like some sweet vacation.
I'm going to miss it.
Me too.
I mean,
me too.
You know, I was joking about it only being 2 years to go and stuff like that, but I was like, you know, I'm pretty old. I'm almost 40. I'll be 46 here soon.
Uh-huh.
Was I like bouncing around today?
You were.
You know, nothing put me in a bad mood today. Mother-in-law showed up today.
That couldn't keep you down.
That couldn't keep you down. I was like going, it doesn't matter. It's 3 hours of Lost. And I was like, I really need to get a life. I'm just a geek. I mean,
there's nothing wrong with being a geek.
But I know, but I'm just like going, I'm old. You know, I should be thinking about other things, but I couldn't wait for the show to happen. I mean, and that was like, it's over. And I'm like going, man, I got 8 months to wait now?
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
You got the Jay and Jack show to do.
That's going to be crap. Who's going to listen to that stuff? But no, like she was, Jaylen?
Yeah.
Was saying from the boards. We've said it several times. Anyone who was a fan of the show during season one,
mm-hmm.
if you just walked away from it after that, you missed out.
Yeah.
This show, I mean, I don't know how people, like I said, I just addicted to it from the start.
Yeah.
And, you know, season two was kind of like, okay, you know, they season were adding new characters and they were doing this different stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could see where people got upset with it, but it was still better than anything else on TV.
Exactly. I agree.
And we said 100 times, I think we said at least 2 or 3 times, the acting, the writing, it's so well done
mm-hmm.
that, and you watch some of the other stuff on TV and you go, how is this show?
Well, it's like when I watch a show like Heroes and it's just like, why do people even compare Lost to this show?
No, and like there's like some storylines in Heroes I really like, and the other ones I go, just kill them off.
Or yeah.
I can't stand them. But maybe it's just because I said going in I wasn't going to get into it like that.
Yeah.
But there's I look at the top 10 in shows and I go, why?
Two and a Half Men. How is
that show
there?
Still on air? And it's still a top 10 show. I've never found it funny.
Yeah.
But I get off track. I don't care. But yeah, if you gave up on Lost,
you're missing out.
It's your own fault.
Yeah.
Too bad for you. Matt, question. It's called paparazzi.
What?
Cameras on the island.
Oh,
the paparazzi
are
relentless.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
You can never escape
them. They can find you. I think it's like I said earlier, I think it's probably something that happened afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
After somehow they... But how did they signal the island that... How'd they find... It didn't look like there were any phones on that. You know, it did look pretty primitive.
Yeah.
Well, I
don't know. Like, even, I think, even, like... The villages like that do have communication centers and stuff like that, or there's more populated parts of that island or something.
That could be it too, okay. But
I mean, granted, you probably just maybe just found like a more remote kind of area of that island.
Yeah, that's true. And then Amy saying that she, what a finale was probably the best finale she's seen on TV in a long time. She was happy, you know, like you were. Desmond and Penny got together.
I was very happy. Yeah. And I'm really glad they went to it now, you know. And I think that'll be a great storyline is Desmond and Penny and what they are going to do now, trying to not so much maybe stay out of Widmore's way, but even staying out of Ben's way since Ben's going to try and kill Penelope.
It just dawned on me. Didn't I say that Penny's boat would come up and save them?
I said that, didn't I?
No. I think if you go back and listen, I said that should have been my crackpot theory.
I thought that was my theory.
No, it wasn't your theory. I said I think that would have been the crackpot theory.
I think we have a call saying it was my theory, too.
It wasn't your theory about the boat coming to... Yeah. I think if you go back a couple... Because remember, I had a really lousy crackpot theory a couple weeks ago. I was even saying how lousy. And halfway through, I said, oh, maybe Penny's boat will come and rescue him. Well, that was mine. Don't give Janie a problem. And Super Cake, good to have you back. Spoiler free, yeah, it was good to stay spoiler free.
Is the way to go.
I did go on Doc Art's blog, and they did have 6 clips from the show, and I did watch them. I
even refused to watch those.
I couldn't help it. I couldn't. But I knew going into it that
you're weak. You couldn't handle it.
I was weak. I couldn't handle it. I needed my fix, and that so I knew Sawyer was gonna. When I saw that clip, I go, okay, this is what Sawyer's gonna. He's gonna kiss Kate and jump off the plane or the helicopter or whatever you call it.
But I think this season was like the most spoiler free I ever have been, and I think I enjoyed this season the most. Granted, this season I think was a great season.
And
as
I'd
well.
Like to thank the listeners for not spoiling us.
Yes,
I mean that was. I mean,
or if they did have spoiler information, they would title it
spoilers.
Or even the predictions, they said spoiler free.
Yeah, and there was people that from Canada calling us saying, "Hey, Lost is going to be on 2 hours early. There, don't check your."
Yes,
and I didn't. I didn't go on once. Like I think 6 o'clock. I think I stopped going on the message board and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but we had Stephanie sent us an email.
Okay,
it says she Googled Jeremy Bentham's name,
and
it turns out he's a philosopher and utilitarian.
Huh?
Utilitarian?
No, that was oh man, I got it earlier when you were doing it when I was trying to teach you how to say it.
It was utilitarian.
No, it's not utilitarian. Utilitarian.
Well, whatever he is, and was influenced by the philosopher John Locke.
Ah.
So, what do you think of that?
It's just another of those names.
And then she thinks that Bentham is a clone of Locke, like the two rabbits in the orchid video. That he's not really dead.
All right.
What do you think?
I think he's not dead, but I have a more, I guess, normal theory to that.
But I added to it, made it more. It really tops it off when I added to it. And
mine's the meat and potatoes. Yours is the gravy.
Without the meat and potatoes, it's nothing without the gravy.
No, you even said yourself, the meat and potatoes is stuff that matters. You can't back down the meat and potatoes, because that was a classic season 2 line from you.
Well, that was because I was getting tired of all the.
Yes.
I want the meat and potato actors.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Fine. But I did say it was Penny's was going to come and save the day. I think if you go back and check the tape.
Okay, all right, okay.
Yeah, taking right. credit for it. Nothing you do.
I'm ready for the next set of calls here?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Rebecca in Burlington, North Carolina. Just wanted to comment on Ben's statement that he was sorry that he had made John's life so difficult. Do you think he's responsible for more than just the stuff on the island? Second comment is, they still didn't tell me how they fed that baby all that time. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Lee from North Carolina. What a great season finale. Okay, I have a theory on why Locke killed himself. Perhaps at some point in the future, he must have had to move the island again. And since people who move the island can't go back again, he must have gotten so depressed that he gave up. And what about Daniel Faraday and the other survivors on the other raft? Are they still floating around? Is Jen really dead, or could Faraday maybe pick him up in the raft? Can't wait to hear your comments. And what a great finale. Bye.
Hey, guys. This is Aram from Arkansas. And on top of every single amazing thing that happened in this episode, like the one thing that I just want to like be, I want to confess to everyone, is that moment when they all pulled up to Penny's boat and Penny comes running out there, I'm not even going to lie, I was actually literally sobbing, like literally like sobs and moans. Like it was ridiculous. I could not hardly see for all of the tears that were just streaming down my face. That was probably for me one of the most rewarding moments for this whole series so far. I mean, that just... It felt so what's the word? It just felt so right. It felt so complete. It just one of the best payoffs that I've gotten from this show. I mean, that was just, after all this time, all this buildup, I felt like I was given what I deserved on the resolution of that. I just want to let y'all know that, yeah, I'm a man, and I was absolutely just crying my eyes out the whole time. It was just, it was so emotional. I just could not believe it. But yeah, so what's up with Lock in the Casket? That's just ridiculous. I turned to my mom afterwards and I just said, I give up on trying to figure this show out. I just absolutely give up. I'm not even going to try anymore because you can't do it. Yeah, you just absolutely can't do it. So anyway, great show. Can't wait to see what you guys thought. So talk to you later. Bye.
Oh my God. This is John from Manhattan, and that was insane. Thought this episode wouldn't live up to last season's finale. And boy, was I wrong. That was insane. The island actually moved. That was ridiculous. And, oh man, Lock in the Car. Never saw that one coming. I want to say, wow, one more time. That's all right. Love the podcast. Can't wait to hear it. Bye, guys.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
Oh, my God.
I like that thought about,
oh my God,
how long was Ben messing up John's life?
I do like that. Was the first call, right?
Yes.
Rebecca?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was he behind it the whole time?
Don't know.
Was he? Cause
I don't think it could have been behind it the whole time because his age wouldn't really work on that
one. He can travel through time.
Ah, that's true.
So there's no, maybe he is the one that ran the car, ran over.
Hit his mom.
Hit his mom.
And all these other things. I don't know how much, but I think it'd be interesting if he was involved in some of the other problems.
I like it. I like that a lot. Going to Aram, I like how his call was going. Like, he goes, and what's with John Locke in the coffin? Well, like the whole sobbing.
But it definitely was a tear-jerking
moment. You were like Jay. You're right there with Jay, and I got a suggestion to both of you. It's called the Lifetime Network. Little Daniel Steele books for you. I'm just kidding. I was happy for Desmond. I'm just teasing. I'm just.
Uh-huh.
I've cried before watching this show too. During the rough parts.
the manly
parts. You know though.
Uh-huh.
You know, all right. Not the other parts. That was touching. And then was it? Let's see here. Lee. Did Locke kill himself? I don't think Locke killed himself.
Oh no.
I don't think so. And then I like the theory about Faraday picking up Jen.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe he went over and picked up Jen.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
And maybe Michael himself. Maybe Michael's still there too.
Yeah.
We don't know. But where are they? The island moved. Where are they going to go? And he's stuck with all those. But, you know, it's funny. If he did pick up Faraday, if he did pick up Jen and Michael, he could just throw two of the Lock people off. Right? They don't matter. Well, who did he have on his boat?
No, see, if they were true Lock people, they would just, like, jump off of the boat.
That's right. Oh, we're not supposed to be here. Oh, wait. I can't even talk. But who was on the boat with Faraday?
A bunch of log carrying people.
It was just log carrying people, yeah. Right?
So he's. But see, the thing is, I think if like you're close enough to the island, you'll get sucked with it anyway. So I think he's with the island.
Okay, and maybe Faraday will take off his tie and throw it out there like a rope.
No, he can't do it.
And pull them in.
If he takes off the tie, his head falls off.
Well, we got another email here from it just came in actually.
Okay.
From Jeffrey, he said the audio phone call that Kate received played in reverse definitely says the island needs you. You have to go back before it's too late.
Ah.
Now I don't know this for a fact. I'm just going with what Jeffrey said.
Uh huh. So if Jeffrey's wrong, we can blame Jeffrey.
Wrong, so
not
we'll
us.
In fact, if he is wrong, we'll give his full name and address and phone number where you can reach him. But no, thanks for sending that in. But that would be cool. That would be insane.
So it's conflicting reports. Why is Claire saying that?
But well, that's true. But you know, off the island right now, who's the only one that's been happy? Kate.
Kate, as far as we've seen.
Well, we've seen. She's a little upset with Jack, but Jack is awfully. Actually, he's a mess. Hurley is not happy. He's in the insane asylum again. So he's going around killing people. Well, yeah. I guess he's happy.
Yeah, I guess that's so his element.
So, but is he really happy? But now he's not happy because he's
Son's not happy.
She's not. She's bickering with her dad and stuff, and and she's messing Jen.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to get Kate upset so she'll go back.
I guess Claire making her have these conflicting feelings is going
to
do that.
Yeah, maybe she'll have to give the baby. Now, what do you think if Claire's still alive and they
Aaron has to go back with them?
Well, she does. Yeah, but didn't Kate say Claire said not to bring him back?
Yeah.
So what happened on the island that's so bad that's Jack's
fault?
Don't
know. We're going to have to find out.
What do you think?
I don't know.
That someone died?
Don't know.
How many people are left?
I am done trying to figure out what's going to happen.
You got Juliet, you got Sawyer, uh-huh. You got Locke. That's all that's left.
Faraday.
Charlotte, Miles. But who?
Rose
and Bernard. Okay. Oh, this is going to be crazy. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I need to find out now.
All right, Jack, ready for the last set of calls?
We need to get Matthew Fox drunk. We need to find out.
That's our game plan. That's the best plan we can come up with.
Well, what else do we have?
I don't know. I think we could do something better than getting Matthew Fox drunk. All right, let's go to the last set of calls here, Jack. What do you say?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Joanna from Pennsylvania. I just watched the season finale of Lost, and oh, my God. I know this is a PG show, so I really have to contain myself, but wow, that was incredible. The casket, Locke, I really didn't see that coming. And kudos, Jay, Penny's boat, coming to the rescue at the last minute. You totally called that one, and you're my hero. I'm totally reeling here. I don't know what to think. It was just totally incredible, but I am so looking forward to hearing your feedback. This is wow. All right. I can't wait to hear you guys tomorrow to see what you have to say. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
I just wanted to call because I think I figured out who Jacob is. See, he's an octopus because when Ben was turning the big wheel, you could notice it was very octopus-shaped, and he looked up and he talked to Jacob because Jacob was an octopus and was using his suckers to hang from the ceiling because he's an octopus. So it all ties into the whole island theme because, you know, octopuses live in the water and islands are also in the water. And so it really just, if you really think about it, you can get it. And so I hope you see things the way I do because, you know, I think it's really interesting, the whole octopus metaphor. Toodles.
Oh, Jane. Jack, this is, who am I? Scott Eric in Brooklyn, and I am out of breath. I am exhausted. I just finished watching that finale, and oh my, it was like they packed an entire season into 2 hours. Oh my goodness. And I, like you guys, stayed pretty much spoiler-free before this episode. I didn't know Penny and Desmond were going to get back together. I thought that was a season 6 kind of thing. And I spent the whole episode thinking it was Ben in the coffin until the last 2 or 3 minutes, and I started thinking, oh no, not Locke. No, not Locke. I like Locke. But it was Locke. But if they bring his body back to the island, maybe Locke comes back to life. Seems to be where they're going to go with that, I think. And what was with Hurley saying, checkmate, Mr. Echo? Very cute. Anyway, great finale. I can't decide where it ranks between the finales of seasons 2 and 3. Just a great finale. Just so much to digest. I'll be watching this, I don't know how many times between now and next year. Hope you guys loved it too. And I got to go check out that Octagon Global Recruiting website, i.e., Dharma. Talk to you guys later.
Hey, Jan Jack. This is Paul from Michigan. For long-time listener, first-time caller. That was an incredible episode. Not so much of a cliffhanger, but just an all-around emotionally draining experience. Me and the girl got completely pwned by this one. Couple thoughts. Yeah. Who's the other person that Jen wants revenge? Is it Widmore or is it Jack? Because it's Jack's fault for all the bad things that happened. The other thought that I had was that everyone now gets to get their all the fans get to have their wish fulfilled and have the zombie season as they take Locke's corpse throughout the next season and walking through airports and off of charter boats and whatnot. Sounds like it's going to be more of a Weekend at Bernie's season, but I'm looking forward to it. And here's to a long break. Tough it out. Take it easy.
All right, thank you for those calls.
So dragging Locke around, a dead Locke around. Is that,
yeah,
is
as long as it follows like The Weekend at Bernie's, the first one,
yeah,
the first I'm okay
one.
With that. The second one, it's a little too much.
The second one was bad.
Yes.
It was horrible. The first one I thought was pretty funny. I enjoyed it. Scott Eric, I liked everything he had to say. I agree with him. But then I started thinking, he said Jack has to bring Locke back. What happened last time Jack was carrying around a dead person in a coffin when he was in charge of that? What happened?
Well, he came to life again.
Well, the plane crashed.
Exactly. That's why they need to bring him.
So are you going to trust Jack again with the coffin?
They want to get back to the island.
I understand that, but...
That's what needs to happen.
Are they going to crash? Are they going to crash on the island? How are they getting to the
island? I don't know. Remember, Ben said he had a couple ideas. I wonder what those ideas are.
And then that whole octagon thing. Remember, it's a whole free type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking it must be something to do with a podcast. Working for free. And then Party Boy. I'm just calling him Party Boy.
Well, because we had like 8 calls like from a party, and most of them were so drunk they could barely say the whole octopus theory, but that was the most coherent one.
So what do you think? Octopus theory?
Maybe, I just thought it was funny.
Maybe a starfish?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
And then Joanna, if you go back and check, it was definitely me. Jack.
She said Jay, which I think is like confirmation that I did it. So.
I doubt it. I'm
her hero.
I hate to call out a listener saying that you're wrong, but I think you're wrong. I think it was me. I think if you go back and listen to the tape,
all right,
it was clearly me. That's
Jack, do you have your season 4 contest part 1 questions ready?
Yes, and I, ahead of time, let's don't shoot the messengers. We did debate. When I get to it, we'll go. We don't need any music. Let's just go to it.
Okay.
Will we find out?
Wait, let me stop so I can put chapters in later because it makes it easier on me in post-production. Okay, go.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, number one, will we find out who is in the coffin? I think we found out who is in the coffin.
See.
It's yes, 108 points. If you said yes, you get 108 points.
Okay.
Two, will we find out who Kate had to get back to?
It's Aaron.
It is Aaron, I guess.
Yeah.
So yes, 42 points. How many episodes will it take before Locke blows something up? Correct answer, 108 points. If you said zero, none, zilch. Locke didn't blow anything up this season. So, wow. So if you said zero, you get 108 points. Will Jack kill anyone during season 4? The answer was no.
Nope.
23. Well, Sun thinks he did. Sun thinks he's responsible for killing Jen, but we are saying no. Number 5, will Hurley have a flashback or flash forward in season 4? If you said yes, it was worth 42 points.
Yep.
How many episodes will Danielle Russo appear in? 5. Correct answer, 108 points.
Okay.
Number 7, will Kate kiss anyone other than Sawyer or Jack? The answer was no.
She kissed Aaron, didn't she?
That doesn't count.
Okay.
That's not what I don't start throwing that
Aaron.
No, it was a kiss, not a kiss.
A romantic kiss.
A romantic kiss. Okay. I didn't say that, but that's what I meant, so it's 4 points.
Okay.
No. Number 8, who will be the first one Sawyer gives a nickname to? If you said Desmond, that was worth 108 points.
Okay.
Number 9, will Juliet and Jack kiss? Yes, 16 points. 10, how many episodes will Jen appear in? He appeared in 8 episodes. Correct answer, 108 points.
Okay.
Will we see the four-toed statue?
Nope.
No, 42 points. Is Kate, number 12, is Kate pregnant? No, 42 points.
I'm sure with the writing over there, Doc.
Oh, I have it on the next page. Sorry. I crossed it off. Who were the first person to talk to Michael? Correct answer, Saeed, 108 points.
Okay.
14, will Sawyer do the dishes and get caught in a net with anyone else?
Nope.
No, 23 points. Will Sun have a miscarriage? No, 42 points. Will we see Boone this season? No, 15 points.
Yep.
17, how many episodes will Hurley appear in? Correct answer, 11 episodes worth 108 points. 18, who will be the first Lossie to die? Now, this is where we're going to probably take some heat. Now, I thought that when Christian told him, he was telling Michael he could die, but the way Lost is...
I can't definitively say he's dead.
We can't say that, so it could have been Jen, it could have been Claire, it could have been Locke. Locke's going to be alive next season.
Yeah, right? I can't see him being dead in the
so
end.
So we went with nobody. If you said nobody, you're going to get 108 points. If you said...
That may be controversial, but that's what we're going to say.
If you said Michael, you're going to be upset. If you said Jen, you're going to be upset, but you know... Remember, it's Jay's fault. He made the final decision. 19, will Claire and Desmond be involved romantically? The answer was no, 42 points. And the final question, and I thought this one was going to be
okay.
a zero. who will be the first person to talk to Walt? And that was tonight's episode, Hurley, worth 108 points. And so tonight, right after we record, I'm going to start working on this, and hopefully, if I have time, the next Monday podcast, I'll have the top five people, the top three people will get a prize. Whatever, I can't remember everything we talked about. One was the
T-shirt,
the book,
mm-hmm.
And everything like that. If you think that you have more points than the top five people listed or announced, you send me a PM or an email. Let me know what your name is, what date you sent the email in, and I'll go back and double check your points. You have 1 week from the time it's announced
to challenge
it. And
Jack's
then,
adding skills.
Hopefully, then I'll have the second start working on the part two season contest, and that'll be done after
2 years
that.
From now.
Yes.
All right, Jack, are you ready for your crackpot theory of the week?
Yeah, I think we're just good. Why don't we just do like a dual crack? Because I like yours.
All right.
Because I helped and added to it, and then mine.
All right. We get the drum set ready.
You want to give yours first?
I'll do mine first.
Okay.
Okay, so my theory is that John Locke is not dead, which is probably what a lot of people think.
Yeah.
But he's doing it in the style of his father. He's pulling an old long con. He's not, in fact, dead.
And then I said he probably took that spider venom
mm-hmm.
that leaves you paralyzed, 6 hours? 4 to 6 hours?
Something like that, yeah.
And maybe that Christian Shepherd did the same thing to Jack during mm-hmm. season one.
You mean Jack did the same thing to Christian Shepherd?
Christian Shepherd did the same thing to Jack.
Why did he do that to Jack? Oh, you're saying he did it to himself to be...
He did it to himself to fake that he was
He
dead.
Looked really dead, though, in the Sydney hospital.
Well, he was having a rough day.
Okay.
But I think that's what Locke is... I definitely don't think Locke is dead.
I don't think Locke is dead either.
They couldn't kill him off, you know, even to make me happy.
Yeah.
So, no. Actually, I would not want Locke killed off anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
I like his character. Even though I don't like some of the things he does. But he's, like I said, he redeemed himself today. But I still go back to what happened on the island? What could possibly happen on the island they have to get back to?
Tornado? I don't know.
No, but what happened? I mean, what is so important? That
it's bad, and we're going to find out next season.
Is it Juliet? Sawyer?
No, it's just something's going to happen. I think maybe probably multiple events will happen, not just one thing.
But maybe it's something that happens.
Maybe people get sick on the island, something like that.
Maybe it's not something that happens actually to the island, but... happens off the island. I mean, it's something that's a chain of events that happen on the island that's affecting, maybe it is how their family members are dying.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to get back to the island to save, I don't know. Anyway, my crackpot theory is I think Jin is still alive. I think he'll be found. I like the one where someone said that Faraday picks him up, but I'm thinking that maybe he gets found, and when he's found alive, that throws off the whole...
Lie. Okay.
And that's my theory. And I'm sticking to it, at least until next year.
Okay. All right, Jack. It's almost 2 o'clock. You ready to close out the show?
I could go on for another couple hours.
I'm kind of dragging here.
Okay.
I'm going to fall asleep.
I'd have the same problem, too, if I had to listen to you talk.
Oh! All right, Jack. Ready to close out the show for reals?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, guys. That is our show for this Friday.
Yeah!
If you'd like to give us a call, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
That's 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
With thoughts, questions, comments, and or theories. I'm sure you guys have a gajillion things to talk about this episode. Don't worry. We're going to have at least 2 more episodes talking about just this episode alone.
At least 2 more.
For next Monday and next Thursday. So give us your calls. Don't worry. Call as many times as you want.
Yeah.
It's free. Well, for us anyway.
Are we going to start a campaign to save Log Carrying Guy?
I think so.
I think we should start.
Get some t-shirts made.
Yeah. I'm
ready for Comic-Con.
I like that idea. Save Log Carrying Guy.
Save Log Carrying Guy. Save Log Carrying Guy. Save the world.
Exactly. Hey, that could be a TV show.
If you'd like to give us an email, you can give us an email at
lostpodcasts@gmail.com.
Once again, it's lostpodcasts@gmail.com. Also, going to check out jayandjack.com with all important information related to our show, like our message boards, MySpace page, Zig Us on Dig.com, and all fun stuff like that. Also, going to pick up our t-shirts there as well. And remember, once again, Audible Podcast Audible.com is sponsoring us this month. So you can check out audiblepodcast.com/lost for your free audiobook. And
it's
trust me,
free.
We've looked, and they have a lot of books that have shown up on the show Lost. So use your free audiobook on that.
Cool.
All right. We'll see you guys next Monday. Remember, first day, the launch of the Jay and Jack Show will be June 9th, Monday.
I'm excited.
So a week from this Monday.
Yes.
So, cool stuff.
You are correct, sir.
All right, Jack, you ready to get out of here?
I am so ready.
All right. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.